Hello, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper and a very special guest joining us in studio today. I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. Every day on Basic Gospel, you hear the Word of God revealing true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. We are live right now on the air and online, so you can be a part of the broadcast. The call-in number, open now, 844-32-BASIC. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, call now. Again, that's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news of the gospel. That's news worth shouting from every rooftop on the planet. That is the news that we all need to hear and to embrace and to walk by faith in. Jesus Christ is alive. But around this Christmas season, we always ask the question, well, who is this Jesus that was raised from the dead? Jesus asked that question of his disciples, who do you say that I am?
Right.
And I think it's the most compelling question that has ever been asked. Who do you say that Jesus is? Now, most of us think of that question in terms of apologetics, the defense of the gospel. Mm-hmm. We need to know that Jesus is God. We need to understand all the things that he claimed about himself. But I think it's a question that has practical implications as well. For example, if you're in the pits, if you're in a difficult circumstance of life, the common mistake is we try to figure it out on our own.
Yeah.
We don't realize that just Jesus Christ, who is alive, living in us, is God, and that he is fully capable of working all things together for our good. And if we will circle back to this question, who do I say that Jesus is right now, then we're going to find hope in the midst of any circumstance. When we say, as Peter did, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, that takes the burden off our shoulders and places it firmly on his.
Yeah.
And that's when we can experience peace in the midst of our circumstances.
Absolutely. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. The lines are wide open right now. We want to hear from you, so give us a call, 844-322-2742. 844-32-BASIC. That's the number. The lines are wide open right now. Plenty of time on the clock. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to discuss. We'd like to talk about it with you.
Well, we're going to go to our phone line real quick, and then we're going to get to our special guest in just a few minutes. But let's start today in New York City and talk with Kimberly, listening to us on our great affiliate there, WMCA. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, great. Well, thanks for taking my call today. I had a question regarding the Word, of course, but more particularly in the area of contraception.
Okay.
I wanted to know, what is the Lord's intake on the use of contraceptives in a Christian marriage? And I emphasize Christian marriage because I know that many people believe that contraceptives can be used, you know, according to one's, I guess, physical body or situation in life. And there's probably a whole lot of different theories on what makes it acceptable to use it and what not. But particularly in a Christian marriage, I know that the Word says that, you know, it's a blessing to have children, that children are the fruit of the womb and their heritage from the Lord. However, I know that a lot of Christians have a lot of different feelings on whether or not God permits them to use contraceptives, like, you know, different forms of birth control. But I'm not really sure what the Lord has to say about it, I guess, because now I've been hearing so many different views on it.
Well, there are a lot of views out there, Kimberly, and, you know, we have, you know, different rules and regulations based on different denominations. You know, there are some denominations that would say that contraception is prohibited totally, that you can't use that. There's others that are going to have different viewpoints, as you mentioned. I think it gets down to a situation that you and your husband make the decision together as you follow the leading of God's Spirit in your life. Like I said, we're always looking for rules and regulations. You know, what am I supposed to do in this situation? Well, God has called us to a different way of life, and that different way of life is to be led by God's Spirit, who is alive, living in us. And so as we're led by the Spirit, then we can come to our own conclusions in regards to those types of issues, because clearly it's a disputable matter. I mean, we could gather 10 or 15 or 100 people, and we're going to have 10 or 15 or 100 different opinions. And my opinion is more valued than your opinion, because I've studied the Word longer, or I've been in church longer, and all of these sort of things. And so we just have to say, hey, that's a disputable matter. Let's let people decide as they seek the mind of Christ. And that's the important thing, for you and your husband together to seek the mind of Christ and allow him to lead you to an answer that that is beneficial for you and your husband.
Okay.
It's going to be a conclusion that's in line with what the Word of God has to say. So it's not going to be compromising truth. It's not going to be compromising what the Word of God has to say. But it's going to be a decision that is in line with the Word of God and in line with you.
Right. And I feel kind of like, you know, like how you said we're going to get like different opinions on that matter. Well, for example, like when we talk about food, for an example, you know, we know that as Christians, as the Spirit of God leads each member in the body of Christ, we know that one member may say, you know, I don't feel comfortable eating pork, it's unclean to me. And another may say, oh, well, I know in Christ I can eat all things once it's sanctified by prayer. But the Word of God says that all things are clean. So,
correct.
Like, we have a clear definition in the Word of God that eating pork is acceptable. But I feel like when it comes to the matter of contraception, we don't really have a clear definition. It's kind of like, well, listen to what you feel the Lord may be saying. But when it comes to pork and eating shrimp and certain unclean foods, we know that nothing is unclean, but really according to that individual person. But when it comes to like contraceptives, we really don't have a sure answer on that.
Yeah, because the Word of God doesn't address that specifically. And that's
right.
Why we have to realize that's going to be a disputable matter. We need to recognize what the Word of God does say. Don't murder. So there's a clear-cut directive in the Word of God. But we also realize that as New Covenant believers, we're to be led by the Spirit of God. You have that freedom to be led by God's Spirit. God's Spirit is going to take the things of the Lord Jesus, make them known to you in a way that is very practical and very applicable in your situation. Okay, Kimberly?
All right. Well, awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thanks for your call today. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some information about this new covenant life that we have been called to live, and I think that will be very beneficial to you. You hang on, Kimberly, okay?
Yes, indeed. And, friends, as we've said so many times, the only reason that we present a live program is so that you can participate, so that you can pose your question or your particular issue live on the air, and we want to hear from you right now. And the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now, plenty of time on the clock. Give us a call, friends, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have a very special guest with us today in studio. Yes. It's Rich Andresen, who is the chairman of the board of Basic Gospel Ministries. Rich, welcome to the studio today. We're
welcome.
Awfully glad to have you.
Well, thank you, Bob. This is the first time I've been in our studio in the 30 years I've been associated with the ministry.
Isn't that something?
And, yeah, it's really interesting to see how this operates. And it's nice to be on the air. I'd like to say hi to all my ex-neighbors in New York City. Yes, I'm a New Yorker. I grew up in the Bronx.
You actually drove a cab in New York City for a number of years.
I did. When I was going to college, I drove a taxi during the summers. So I know my way around. I grew up in Central Bronx, a place called Park Chester. Went to Evander Childs High School on Gun Hill Road. And I was a lifeguard at Orchard Beach, so I am definitely a New Yorker. But I've also lived in Denver, Colorado. I know we've got some listeners out there.
Yes, indeed.
I lived in Aurora, right next to Stapleton Airport, mm-hmm. when Stapleton was still in Denver. And that's because I was an airline pilot.
Yeah, I drove a cab with wings. Huh?
I drove a taxi in the air. And, yes, yes, that was a great experience being a pilot. I just enjoyed everything I've done, and I've also been, the whole time I've been a pilot, I've also been an investor in various enterprises, usually real estate, but also securities and other investments. And being that today is Giving Day, I'd like to talk about perhaps the greatest investment that I've ever made, investment with the greatest return. And that's an investment in the salvation of souls. Giving to this ministry is a direct investment in the salvation of a fellow human being's soul. That's what we do here. We bring the gospel word to those who either haven't heard it or to those who have heard it and really don't understand it. And that investment is the most enduring, eternal investment I believe a person can make.
Yeah.
That investment is beyond compare, has the greatest rate of return. But what is a person's life worth? What's a soul worth? So I have to encourage everybody during this this season, and especially today, as you think about the gifts that you want to give, think about giving a gift to God himself to help in the work of spreading his word to those who really need to hear it. So I hope we have some good response to that today, and I'll be here if anyone has any questions directly for me. Just address them to Bob, and I'll be glad to answer them. Hello, everybody.
Rich, thank you so much. That was a powerful word, and you have been investing in the gospel message for many, many years. And, you know, as often as you and I have talked, the idea of what's a soul worth has been front and center in your mind. And I know every time that you give to Basic Gospel, you're thinking about people. You're thinking about this gospel message touching a heart, bringing life to somebody that was dead in trespasses and sins. And that is such a powerful, powerful testimony, and we appreciate that so much. And as you mentioned, today is Giving Tuesday. I think some folks several years ago got tired of hearing about Black Friday and Cyber Monday and said, we need to flip this. We need to flip this from thinking about ourselves to thinking about others. And so many organizations around the country are celebrating Giving Tuesday today. And we have some exciting news. I think we've talked about that through some of our email communications. But recently, a foundation gave us a $15,000 grant here at the end of the year. And they challenged us to go out on the air today and to match that. And so we're asking our listeners to give a gift today, a gift of any amount. Maybe it's $100, maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000. Whatever you can do to give a gift today to match that $15,000. What we'd actually like to see happen is for our listeners to shatter that.
Yes.
We would love to see today be a $50,000 day to Basic Gospel. That would be just wonderful. So,
we have history of that actually happening.
Yes, we do.
You folks are amazing. We thank you.
So we're asking you today to make an investment into the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as Rich was talking about people and the salvation of souls, I want you to think about people in your neighborhood, folks that you know who need Christ. I want you to think about folks who are at work. There might be a gentleman named Bill or someone named Mike or a lady that's struggling named Mary who needs to know Jesus. Think about them. And as you think about them, ask the Lord to work in your heart to make an investment to Basic Gospel. Once you do, call them up and say, I've got a great radio broadcast. Listen to it. I think it'll be a help to you. But think about people that you know who need Jesus, and then make an investment in this good news. Give a gift today. All the information on how you can give to Basic Gospel is online at basicgospel.net. We've made it very simple. There is a link right on the front page about Giving Tuesday. You click that link and follow all the instructions, or you can call our toll-free order line, which is 844-412-2742. That's 844-41-BASIC. So call if you would like to make a gift and participate in Giving Tuesday. We've already had a number of wonderful, generous gifts that have come in today. We're well on our way to not only meeting that $15,000 challenge, but shattering it. And we need your help to do that as well. So join us on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, prominent support link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. That's 844-41-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go back to our phone lines, and we're going to go to Yonkers, New York, to Manpreet. Is that correct? Listening to us on WMCA.
Yes, yes, please. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. This is regarding from the Gospels, from Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verse 2. Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." What place is he talking to in reference to future tense, that he's going to go and prepare that place? What place is that?
Well, it's going to be our eternal dwelling place. And, you know, we're thinking when we read this many mansions or many rooms, we're thinking about, you know, these high-end neighborhoods where there's million-dollar mansions and that sort of thing. So we're thinking about places like that. I don't necessarily think that's what Jesus is talking about. Our dwelling place is going to be with him, and that's going to be an eternal thing. That's what he says. I will come back and take you to be with me. That's the good news. This Jesus who became one of us, who was God in human flesh, who was raised back to life, who ascended into heaven. He ascended so that he could prepare a place. And at a point in time in the future, he's going to come back and he's going to take us so that we can be with him forever. I mean, that's the whole point of the gospel message, is so that we can be in the presence of God.
Praise God for that. So where did Jesus come from then? I mean, I come from a Hindu faith. Jesus came from heavens above, and he wants to take us back to the presence, and God is in heaven. God, who is spirit, is in heaven. So what this place is he going to prepare when heavens were already made before the foundations? God was there, Jesus was there before the foundation of this world. So what is this new place he's talking about that he's going to prepare? I would like to learn about that more.
Well, Revelation talks about that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. It's kind of interesting, Manpreet, when Jesus prayed, taught his disciples how to pray, he said, as on earth as it is in heaven. So there's going to be a merging together of the things on earth and the things in heaven. And we see that happening in Revelation, I think it's 21 and
Correct.
22, where we see this new Jerusalem descending from heaven. And that's going to become the eternal dwelling place. That's where God is going to be. That's where we're going to be. And that's the place for those who have come to know Jesus Christ personally. Manpreet, he died for you. Jesus Christ became like you and I. He died to take away our sins. That means he died to take away my sins. He died to take away your sins. Then he was raised back to life, and his, that body came out of the grave, and he was raised back to life, Manpreet, so that you could have life everlasting. See, our problem is not our heritage or all these things. Our problem is the fact that we're dead spiritually. We feel this emptiness inside. And with this emptiness, we're longing for something to fill that void within our hearts. And there's only one person who can do that, and that's Jesus Christ himself. That's why the Word of God talks about Christ coming to live inside of us. So while we're still here, we have Christ's presence with us. And when we die, we're going to go to be with him, and we're going to be in Christ's presence forever. That is the good news. And Manpreet, I know you said you grew up in a Hindu family. I don't know if you've ever come to the point where you've received this new life through faith in Jesus Christ. And if not, I would certainly pray that today might be the day that you could receive the Lord.
I thank you. Jesus is my Savior. But as according to the Gospel of John again in chapter 17, it says, eternal life is to know him more. So
absolutely,
knowing him is eternal life in verse 3. So having said that, Apostle Paul says, I know a man 14 years ago, I don't know whether in flesh or in the spirit, went up to the third heaven, where the Shekinah glory of that place he could not even describe. What is this three places is he representing, trying to explain to us? Is one of these places that Jesus is trying to say that he was going to go and make up?
Paul was using a Jewish argument there. In Jewish thought in those days, there were three heavens. The first heaven was the atmosphere around our earth. The second heaven was where the stars were. You know, they could see the constellations and all of that. The third heaven was where God is. Not sure how to define it other than that's where God is. And so when he talks about knowing someone, and most commentators think he's actually talking about himself, that actually visited the third heaven, he is talking about actually having been taken spiritually to the place where God is so that he could be given particular revelations about the gospel and about Jesus Christ. And he, at the same time, he said, so that I wouldn't become conceited about this or arrogant, I was also given a thorn in the flesh. And he had to live his life knowing that the grace of God was sufficient, not that he had some particular end because he'd been taken to this third heaven to actually meet God in a way that the rest of us don't.
Well, Manpreet, we certainly appreciate your call today.
Yes.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll get some more information and send some things to you that might be helpful. But we sure appreciate your call and love the questions. You hang on.
Yes, indeed.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, and again, we have a special guest in studio with us, Rich Andreessen, the chairman of the board. He's been a godsend and is a godsend to our ministry. And Rich, you have any final words for our listeners today, how they can help move this ministry forward?
Well, sure, Bob. The contributions that our listeners make are what makes it possible for us to spread the word of the gospel. It's vital that we have your support. If you're benefiting from what you're hearing, you can share it with other people. Even if you don't have the verbal facility to go out and talk to people directly, you can do that by supporting our ministry. We'll do it. We'll talk to them, and we'll tell them all about Jesus Christ. Also, I'd like to point out that we're in our brand-new studios.
Yep.
We just moved. We've cut our housing expenses, if you like. We've cut our rent in half. So your contributions are doing much more work than they used to. We're reaching more and more people with every dollar you send us, and we really need them, folks. So if you appreciate what you're hearing here, please help us out and send us your contribution today.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. If you can help us out today, we would greatly appreciate that. All the information on how to do so is online at basicgospel.net. Just click the Giving Tuesday link. It's prominent right on the homepage, and follow all the instructions. Or you can pick up the phone and call Billy on our toll-free order line at 844-412-2742. But make an investment today in the souls of people by supporting Basic Gospel.
And thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and our board chairman, Mr. Rich Andreessen, Bob Davis, say God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye-bye.